Times where your steps get short. You will go through times when the people you thought were your friends show the true colors that they really wasn't your friend. There will be times when your money gets short. There will. When trouble hits your address, there will be times when the devil shoot an arrow at you. But God does everything well. Give God some praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
My voice was okay. I don't know what happened, but I ain't worried about it. So if I got a whisper, they'll just turn up the mic.
There you go. There you go.
Lord, even now. Lord, even now. Thank you for your presence.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, just continue to increase and take over. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. To the media, instead of starting at Genesis, I want to start at Matthew chapter 4. We are comparing the temptation of Adam and Eve and the Adam and Jesus being the second Adam. And I want to start with the temptation on Jesus. And Jesus was led, watch this, by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness, the desert, desolated, hot, dry, perched, to be tempted by the devil. Tell to your neighbor, you gotta pass the test. To get to the next level of anointing, next level of glory, next level of teaching, you have to pass the present test. That's just the way it is. And when he had fasted 40 days and nights afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, you are the Son of God. Command these stones to become bread. But he said unto him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then he took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, you shall not tempt, you shall not provoke, you should not put God to a foolish test.
Yes, sir.
And again, the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give to you if you would just bow down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you will serve. Hallelujah. Then the devil left him for a season. The thought I want to bring to you this morning is, by faith we are processed. By faith, we are in the process of becoming. Say, I'm becoming. I'm not finished yet, but I'm becoming. And then if you want to just make that simpler, I'm going to say, pass the test to get to the next level. Turn to your neighbor and say, pass the test. Tell them, it's just a test. Pass this test. Don't get out of shape. Don't lose your mind. Don't throw a hissy fit. Don't think that God is picking on you. What you are going through is a spiritual test to see if you can be trusted with the next level. Sometimes I think we have bought into the American dream that everything is supposed to be okay. We think that God is supposed to answer all of our wishes, all of our wants, everything that we're supposed to be. And the thing is that we think that God is here for us, when the truth is we're here for God. It's about his purpose. It's about what he has called us to do. It's about God is not trying to, and I know we're going to lose some people, God is not trying to make you happy. He's trying to make you blessed. With blessed is joy. Joy is deeper than happiness, because happiness is based on our circumstance, but joy is based on this relationship with him, that regardless what you are going through, the devil can't move you. You got a joy on the inside that you're walking around with a smile, because you know who you are in him and his presence. His presence. His presence. I don't know how God does it, but God can make you have nothing and you feel like you got everything. I don't know how God does it, but you could be in the middle of a tornado of hell happening all around you, and God will make you walk like ain't nothing happening. Oh, there's some people right now, if people knew what you was going through, they would not believe it, and they will wonder why you're not pulling out your hair. There's something about when God is keeping you. There's something about when the anointing of God and the presence of God is on you. Look at Jesus and the temptation on him, the press on him is more magnified than anybody has ever gone through, because he can take more. He took the devil at his max. God limits what the devil can do with you and me. Hold on, hold on. Did you hear that? That God has limit the amount of pressure you go through, and it's tailored just for you. The test is to stretch your faith muscles, because the only currency that spins in heaven is faith. Somebody didn't hear that. Even if you do good works, if you don't do the good works in faith, it counts for nothing. Here we are. Here, the Lord, I preached for you, Lord. I did miracles for you, Lord. I did this for you. Jesus never says they didn't do it. What he says is depart from me, because I never knew you. You was religious, but you wasn't saved. You did church stuff, but you never let me in. You did good works, but you were doing it from the wrong motives, because you never gave me your heart. God is challenging us to trust him for the next level. Where we are now is not where we're supposed to stay. This changes your perspective when trouble hit. Instead of crying, get me out, maybe we need to say, what, Lord? Because God wouldn't allow it if it wasn't a purpose in it. And the purpose in it is to make us stronger in our trust in him. Reverend Ingalls said that the water took Noah from the valley to the mountaintop. What is your storm doing in you? I think that God's trying to get us to grow up. Listen, his own son, before any miracle, before he does anything, after the baptism, after God says, this is my begotten son in whom I'm well pleased, the Holy Spirit leads him into the desert of the test. Watch the opposite of it. Adam and Eve was in the presence of God, because Eden was a portal between heaven and earth. Jesus now is in the desert, and the reason there's a desert is because Adam and Eve failed their test. One of the suffering points where Adam and Eve failed, God said, now you will sow the earth by the sweat of your brow, which means that there will be places on earth that will not, cannot produce. Before then, everything produced. I mean, how can I say this? God set up in the original plan a situation that it just was prosperous. Yeah. Matter of fact, in one of those times, I think Ezekiel said that in the millennium, where it goes back to the Eden on earth, where Jesus rules for a thousand years, it says that he said that the people who are harvesting will catch up with the people that's sowing. Did you understand what that's saying? Did you get that? It is so meant to prosper that as soon as you plant it, the crop is already coming up, because the blessing of God for increase. That's what the Garden of Eden was. What we see now is what Adam and Eve brought into the earth is suffering. Even childbirth was supposed to be easy. He said, no, it's now going to become an illustration of what you have done. Now is going to be a picture that you and the child is going to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And everything's going to hurt because life now hurts. Because you chose to do life without me. Satan is so deceitful that he's still offering the same tricks that we think we can do life without God. We still, listen, even as Christians, listen, the world is the way it is because we said no to him. The people in the world, why? Because the farther away from God you become, if this is the peace and joy of God, if this is under authority of God, if this is the blessing of God, then the farther I move out of that, I'm coming into death, and I'm coming into the reign of the kingdom of Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy every human being, because God loves us. And God has to give us choice, because if we love him, you have to choose to love him. So let us not say we love him and we're living over here. Love is action. Love is action. Here Jesus is, and we already talked about turning it into bread, because Jesus is under authority. He comes as the second. Yes, he's fully God, but he's fully man, but he does nothing, not by the power of his own strength, because he has to take the place of Adam, who was humanity's first representative, and he's the one who got us up in this mess. So now a second Adam has to come and eradicate what the first Adam did. Here he is. He is. This is the test of all humanity. This is a test that all of us is either going to fall or win with Jesus. This is a test and how can I say this? If he failed, though he couldn't fall. let me say that again. And the reason he couldn't fall is because he was God on the inside. God loved us so much that he became one of us to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. There's three levels of testing here. There's three levels of testing here. 1 John chapter 2 says that all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And what he said is that these are the three seeds that all sin grows out of. Y'all get that? He said, at the core of it is us trying to satisfy ourselves without leaning on God. Oh, shut your mouth. It's finding a source other than God. So we manipulate. We work in the background of things. How can I say this? I'm gonna say this real nicely. Whenever we practice the art of manipulation, it's as bad, and it's a type, a lower end of witchcraft. Why? Because we're not depending on the power of God. There's only two power sources. Only two. We are. our spiritual understanding of the world we live in is so shadowed that the devil deceives us easily. Because we don't understand what we're playing with. This is my world. I do what I want to do. I do the way I want to do it. This is my, that's a lie from the pit of hell. No. No, that's not why you here. That's not why you was created. That's not your purpose. Here is where God wants to use you to be, make you his masterpiece, his work of art, to show you all that you walk with him, come to know him from one state of glory to the next state of glory, that his presence will shine in you, that people you meet will wonder what's different about you and what you got, and you can say, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Satan's purpose is, though you say, he wants to dim the light. So nobody sees nothing. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're in a fight. Since you're the son of God and you hungry, you know you hungry. James chapter 1 says, we are tempted when we are enticed with our own desire. There's a desire that is a real desire, but Satan tries to get us to fulfill it outside of God. Y'all get me? That means that we tell God, never mind, I take care of it myself. We all been there. Don't look like that. Don't act like, you know, come on, we in this together. My toes are saying ouch too. But we need to understand the application, the spiritual application of what is going on, so that when the enemy comes, he says, I know that device. I know what you're doing. You got me last time. You're not getting me today. When you know the enemy's coming, you can prepare yourself. If you know somebody's gonna break in your house, you turn on the alarm, you get the dog, you get your gun, you get your... You get ready. Is there anybody ready? Yeah. Is there anybody ready? You understand that the devil is doing it, that the devil's trying to steal your peace, that the devil's trying to get you back where you came from, but you have made up your mind, I'm not going back. Many times we're too busy fighting with one another. Whenever we are distracted, we become victims. What you think is going on out there? I don't know why Satan seems like he picks on the black community so much. We must be powerful. Let me explain something. If you don't have great future potential and power and calling, the devil wouldn't pay you no attention. The reason why you're being picked on, because you already been picked out. When you've been picked out, you're gonna get picked on. And a lot of times we think God is doing us wrong when God's trying to do you right. Joseph was picked on because he was picked out. Moses was picked on because he was picked out. Jesus was picked on because he was picked out. Do I have anybody in the house you recognize you've been picked on, but now you understand you've been picked out by God to be special for him? Listen, you just don't fit. You never fit. You always was different. Don't take that as a negative. Take that as a positive. Jesus didn't fit. Moses didn't fit. Ah, let me move on, man. He said, you can operate outside of the Father and you can make these stones in the bread. And Jesus says, The Father hasn't shown me that. The Father haven't told me that. I'm not going to surrender to the desires of my flesh to step outside of the authority in which I belong to. Unless God opens up the door, it won't be open. Unless God shows me this is it, then it won't be it. Unless God shows me this is a way, I'll wait right here. I ain't going nowhere. Our faith has to be tested. God is saying to us, are you going to put your desire of your flesh over me? Are you going to sacrifice? How much time I got? Are you going to sacrifice what I have for you for crumbs and miss the blessing? If God blesses us too soon with what he has for us, we be little evil demons running around. Spoiled, bratty. How can I say this? Lord, help me to say this. Have you ever met an older person that's still a brat? Quiet now. Shh. They 80-something years old, and you know they never got a whooping. And they needed plenty of them. And you're thinking, you're too old. I mean, it's something when a kid is bratty, but when an old person is bratty? Okay, let's come on back. If God don't get it out of us when we grow, it never gets out. Life is our example of the spiritual walk we in. You cannot. We got to learn not to be moved by our emotions. We got to learn to be disciplined in our nature. I want to say, grow up. I want to say to some people, grow up. I want to shake them, grow up. I want to shake them by the neck, grow up. Sorry, did I do that? Did I? Why? Because we're missing God's best. And God's been too good. God's been too good. God's been too good to all of us to treat him that way. I got so much more that we're not going to get to. But I want to show you how critical this is. I want to show you someone that we revere that missed it. It's Moses. It's in Numbers. Moses is the greatest. He is the prophet. He is the great prophet. He is the pastor of the Old Testament. I mean, he's a bad shut your mouth. The problem with Moses is he still has a temper problem. He still, as sometimes you can be great and anointed and empowered and you don't know it. Moses was untouchable. Moses was unstoppable. You know, Moses, his sister and his brother started talking smack to him. And the Bible said at this point, he's the humblest person on the face of the earth. And God said, you're going to mess with my boy Moses, and then you're going to fight with me. And Miriam became leprosy from top to bottom. He said, hold on. He said, hold it. Moses don't say a word. See, sometimes when you don't say a word, God step in. Let God step in. Let God fight your battle. Every battle is not yours to fight. When you became a Christian, God took your rights. When you know who you are, speak to the hand. Whenever you got it, you don't know who you are. And you don't know whose you are. There's some things it's beneath you to fight. You're an eagle. Why are you going to go down and fight with a chicken? It was on video, an eagle did that, he got his butt kicked. The rooster came out. Okay, that's it, let's go on. I was amazed, I said, really? And it sounded like the eagle was crying. He probably said, Lord, help me. And the Lord said, who told you to get in that position anyway? Isn't that what we do? Okay, let me get back on course. God just showed up for him. He comes out and said, who choose the Lord's side? And people's running, and there's a group of people gets him, and the whole ground opened up. Up and swallow folks. This is the second time he brings rock, water out of the rock. And there's a phrase in Second Corinthians that says this: the rock followed them as they walked in the desert. It makes sense because they're traveling. There's no water there. The only place to have water is it comes from the rock. Jewish Hebrew scholars says the rock rolled behind them. And when they needed water, this time God held back water. And sometimes God will hold back water to see our reaction. Yeah. He will hold back blessing to see if we're going to trust him. I want to tell to somebody, it's just a test. They start murmuring, saying, we're going to kill Moses. I think Moses is older now. He's dealing with the next generation. And Moses, watch this. He says this. Moses says, you rebels. God says, speak to the rock. Because the first time he already struck the rock represented Jesus. And striking the rock once represented that Jesus was going to be crucified one time. He's angry. Instead of listening to God, he gets in his feelings. Whenever we get in our feelings, we're going to mess up what God said. Every time. Your feelings not saved. Your spirit is saved. He said, you rebels. Matter of fact, he probably cussed them out in Hebrew. And this has always perplexed me. He says, we will give you water. That grieved my spirit. Because Moses, you can't give water out the rock. Why are you taking credit for what only God can do? When did God ever need you? How did you get included with this glory? Where can you speak to a rock and a rock gives water? When did you get so bad? When did you get so big? When is it that God had to start depending on you to do something? Be careful how big we get in our own eyes. It's God all by himself. It's God and his glory. It's God and his power. God doesn't need none of us. We are privileged that God allowed his water to flow through us. But don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. It's his anointing. It's his talent. Every breath we take, every move we make, is a gift from God, and we ought to be thankful. God is self-existent, which means he has always been, will always be. They are set. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three personalities, one God. They have always been. They was before time. They started time. They're going to be to the end of time. And what's that? And they don't need nobody or nothing. And they made us just because he's good. He wanted to share his goodness with us. Self-existent. Totally satisfied in himself. And we have the nerves to think. Okay, come on. He strikes the rock. He don't speak to it. Let me show you how critical this is. God says to Moses, why did you disrespect me? How come you dishonored me? Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. picture I was setting before the people. He don't say this, but this is true. The picture he was setting before was a picture of the Christ coming in the future. And Moses said that Christ has to die twice. We don't understand the picture that your life is part of. It's bigger than what we think. He has included us in the picture. Watch this, and it's a critical part of the picture. He allows us, and watch this, and give us accountability and responsibility to be put in the family picture, in the kingdom purpose. And we're playing around with it. God says to Moses, though you brought them out, though you got them ready, they're going in, but you're not. You know what? And I'm done. Look, I'm closing my tablet. I look at that and I say this, Lord, help me not to miss all that you have for me. We think we get a redo when we done said no to God. We miss how holy he is. We miss that he's God. And we are God. Everything of God is holy and precious. And we don't even understand we are in the holy place and we're offered up strange sacrifices. And we think we get a redo. I'm not talking about salvation, I'm talking about blessings. In some ways, I know I have already missed too much. You gotta understand where I'm coming from. I know all the stuff, I know the stuff I did. I know God was, how can I say this? It's not that I didn't know, I knew. It's not I didn't see, I saw. If I explain to you the stuff God did to get my attention, and I shook it off because I wanted to do what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do, y'all would stone me and say, you shook that off? I've now come to the place. I don't want to miss nothing else. I want all his goodness. I want all his blessings. I want all the anointings. I want all that I can learn about it. He said, taste. Oh, did y'all hear that? You know what taste means? He said, the only way you taste is you take a step of faith in what I have shown you, even if it doesn't make sense to you. But if I have told you to do it because I'm God. Even if it looks like folks gonna laugh at you, even if it makes you look like a fool, because I'm God, do it anyway. Even if it looks like you're going to lose something, lose it. Because when I bless you, you won't even miss what you lost. Don't you know he's God? He wants to bless you to the highest place. Why settle for the crumbs that Satan trying to give you when God's trying to bless your socks off with your shoes on? Oh! 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 If he did not spare his only begotten son and sent his son on Calvary to die for you and I, won't he give us everything else we need? I'm not missing it no more. I'm not playing the fool no more. I've experienced enough to know our God is God. Our God is real. Our God is faithful. Our God is a miracle worker. Our God is good. He's good. He's good. I may not always understand it, but wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Your blessing is coming. Wait on him. We don't get it. We stand between blessing and curse, and we choose. We choose. You gonna let somebody have so much power over you to make you lose your blessing?
No, Lord. No, Lord.
Yes, there's a cost. I'm gonna say this and I'm done. When God told Abraham to take his son up on the mountain, God wasn't trying to kill Isaac. He wasn't trying to sacrifice Isaac. He's trying to kill Abraham. He began to love Isaac too much. Isaac became an idol. So the only way to kill Abraham was to get Abraham in his heart to kill his idol. He never intended for Abraham to go through it, but there had to be a shift in Abraham's thinking and Abraham's heart. My question to you, what is God trying to kill in us? In order to take us to the next level. From glory to glory. God's next move in your life is the next level of glory. And you really don't know him like you're going to know him in the next glory. Those that are watching, the Lord is trying to get your attention. He loves you, but there's too much in your hands that is preventing you from hearing the voice of God. He's speaking, but many times we are preoccupied with everything else. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to walk in you. And you can do what I did a long time ago. I said, Lord, I choose you. And if you mean it from your heart, that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that you want him to change you, forgive you from your sin, the Holy Spirit will come into your life right now. There will be a shift as you begin to walk with him. And he will teach you. He will show you. He will wash you. He will love you. In the house. I don't know where you at. I don't know where you at. But God is calling you. God is calling you. God is pulling you. Give God praise for young ladies that are coming now. God is moving you to make a move. He wants that shift. Touch Felicia, Lord. Touch Felicia, Lord. Lord, God is calling you. Yes, we need some ladies to come up and join this circle. Young man, young lady, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And God is calling you to move. I got preachers up here. I got deacons up here that will pray with you and talk with you. He just wants you to be obedient. Even if you're coming for prayer, come on. God knows why you're coming. If God is telling you to join the church, then come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.